Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, I was excited. I had not heard anything about this movie at all until I saw a commercial this week on television, but it's The Founder starring Michael Keaton. And this has to do with the McDonald's and the growth and, of course, the story about how McDonald's came to be.
It's amazing that I'd heard the kind of a little bit about it over the years, but I had no idea how complicated it all was and how this guy, Ray Kroc, he was sort of a failure. He had tried a lot of different things, little schemes, and he was out selling milkshake mixing machines. Mm-hmm. And when this one place needed so many, he went to California to find out what it was all about, and that was the McDonald brothers. And he ended up being so impressed by the way it was all done. Not so much, he liked the food, but it was the way they did it, and it was so efficient. And that's what he wanted to make into a franchise. And eventually he did, but there's a lot of hurt for these guys. They really got royally not treated so awfully well in the deal.
Yeah, the McDonald's.
The McDonald's, the actual guys with the namesake.
Yeah.
But since his name was Kroc, that just never was, you know, a real Kroc instead of a Big Mac, you know, a big Kroc. It just, he just loved their name so much that he thought he gave up a lot to get the power over everything. But anyway, it started in 1954 with him being there at the right time and. Mm-hmm. It's
now,
come to now.
Obviously, this is based on a true story, but would you say this is a comedy with Michael Keaton?
There's a lot of humor, but it's overall a drama. Michael Keaton has this way of always bringing the humor into things, and he's kind of a rogue, and even though he's pretty rotten in this, you can't help but like him. I mean, he's still
right.
Michael Keaton.
Right. Michael Keaton is one of the handful of actors whose movie I will go to simply because he's in it. And that's I really enjoy his stuff. Now, and another good thing about this movie in terms of the business that it will do, everybody is familiar with McDonald's.
Yes,
there's nobody that doesn't, and maybe you don't like McDonald's, but you know McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, I would think that there's a huge audience.
It's that word ubiquitous. That's the word. They are everywhere. And they even were, even in the early 60s, they were already numerous countries around the world. I didn't realize how far back.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the Herald Banner movie critic. Now, the other movie we're going to talk about is Patriot Day, which is, of course, about the terrorist bombing of the Boston Marathon several years ago. Mark Wahlberg stars in this. A lot of television commercials and publicity about it. Looks great, what I've
seen.
It
is good. It's a recreation of the event, and the director, Peter Berg, he's just done three in a row that are all based on true stories. Lone Survivor and Deepwater Horizon, mm-hmm. which was about the oil spill,
mm-hmm.
and now Patriot Day, and all three have had Mark Wahlberg. This one would be better without Mark Wahlberg because everyone else in the cast is a real person, and he's a composite of several characters.
Hmm.
And so they use him way too much. He's there for the actual bombing at the race. He's there for each event, and it's, you know, he's just supposed to be a regular cop in Boston, and he couldn't be spread that thin. Hmm. And there's a little bit of question about that. But the recreation of the events, and particularly this big firefight that I had read accounts of it, but I had no when they do chase down, almost catch both of the, well, they catch one of the bombers there.
Sarnaev brothers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a stunning kind of a recreation of the events. You feel like you lived through it all.
Now, the thing about this is everybody knows this story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it ends, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still.
Oh, it's thrilling to see because they didn't do this with normal police work. It was just, they tried. They put the pictures of the Sarnoff brothers even in all the newspapers. It didn't help. They just didn't have tips. They just had to go from one event to the next, and so it wasn't it wasn't it was more of a thriller than a police procedural.
It was fascinating at the time to follow the story over the few days that it transpired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you highly recommend both
of
these?
I do, except I wish Mark Wahlberg would have been he's a producer on it. I just wish he'd taken a smaller role.
Of course, he's from Boston.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to be part of this.
Yeah, he and Ben Affleck now own Boston. They've got all about all the Boston stuff going on.
Them and Tom Brady. Right. All right. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.